And welcome back. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and this is part two of the Townships at 12. In the second half of the show, I will be interviewing Marie Molliner. Now, Marie is the assistant editor at The Sun and the volunteer coordinator of the 50th anniversary of celebrations for the Township Sun. So we're going to be talking to her about the celebrations. They have a lot lined up, and also just about the Township Sun in general. We're also going to have some health news and some music, so please stay tuned.
Yeah, the weather outside is perfect, but only on the surface. These hills are getting old, I'm coming home. Are you watching Willis on the TV? Or are you stringing up a tree? Calling your papa on the phone? I'm coming home. I am driving north through San Diego, past the fields of lemon trees. Yeah, I wrote you a postcard, but I didn't stamp. The world is filled with places, empty, coarse, and graceless. But you know that we make them glow like the technicolor lights hanging over you. Yeah, I came down here to find something, but now I know that I can't find it.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen. Now, we heard from Scott Hellman, and that's a Christmas song. Want to get into a little bit of the Christmas songs because they don't play that long, so that's one good excuse. That was Scott Hellman, and the song is called Coming Home for Christmas. Next up, we're going to be talking with Marie Molliner, but before that, a little bit of health news here. Designate a phone-free zone. We're all conditioned to check our smartphones dozens of times a day, but researchers are linking too much screen time to stress, anxiety, and poor sleep. Cutting back by, say, for instance, making Saturday morning a phone-free period in your home lowers stress levels, especially when you use that time to move your body, German researchers have discovered. And some interesting information here about green tea. Japanese researchers found that drinking green tea lowered blood glucose levels in people without diabetes. One reason the scientists discovered, regularly consuming the beverage reduces the amounts of unhealthy bacteria that colonize the gut. So next up, we'll listen to the interview with Marie Mulliner, and after that, we'll hear another song. So please stay tuned. The Township Sun is celebrating 50 years of publication, and today we interview Marie Mulliner, assistant editor at The Sun and the volunteer coordinator of the 50th anniversary of celebration. So that's quite something, 50 years for the Township Sun.
It is. I was 15, and at the time I wouldn't have thought it, but there were folks just a little bit older than I who got it started. So we're starting to revisit our history, and some of those folks are still around, and I've joined late in the game.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm sure you bring a lot to the plate of the Township Sun. Now, what makes the Township Sun tick after 50 years?
You know, I've been asking myself that question because so many of the heartbeats around the Township Sun boardroom table are getting older. We just keep ticking, and we've had some new board members recently, which is great, including a 19-year-old who I hope to tell you a little bit about her focus on Township Young Voices, one of our new projects. And I think what makes the Sun tick is that it boils down to a deep commitment to community, in particular the English-speaking community of the Eastern Townships. My mom, when I would visit her, because my family is from these parts, I left 40 years ago and I've just come back, my mom would always point out articles of interest when I visited. And I always found that I learned something I didn't know about this part of what I call paradise. So I think there's just something incredibly unique about the culture, the huge creative talents locally, and the fact that increasingly, as English-speaking people, we are finding that we really need to have a voice. So we have a lot of intensity and enjoyment in our monthly, well, I guess 9 times a year, we publish the Township Sun, and everyone is filled with new information.
It's a wonderful publication. Now, the Township Sun's third event is coming up soon. Can you tell us about the Book Fest coming up?
Right, and you may have heard about the first two, because this year we've done something completely new under the stewardship of Angela Look, who is the publisher of Shoreline Press. So we had two books and brunches, one in October, one in November, and the next one is on Sunday, December 10th. And this is more than a book and brunch event. This is an all-day event. It's starting with a pancake breakfast. It'll take place at the Salle Amédée Baudouin in Lenoxville, which is the fire hall in Lenoxville. And the events will roll out over the course of the day with authors selling and reading from their books and videos and music. And hopefully you'll get to interview Angela closer to the date, because she'll tell you a little bit more about exactly who's going to show up and when. So it's a great community event and a time to do some shopping.
It is very exciting, and especially helping us to get through the winter, too.
Nothing like a good book by the fire, right? Especially mm-hmm. when you know the author. I think that's just so special. There's so many amazing authors in the Eastern Township. I think I've got almost a full bookshelf of books that I didn't even know were from local authors now.
It's amazing, and I see them every day because our offices are shared with the townshippers, and they have all the books there, I think. Most of the books, anyway.
Yeah.
What other activities do you have lined up for the 50th anniversary, Marie?
Well, you know, the one that we're working on the most intensely and we're doing the most fundraising for is what Rachel Garber would describe as her dream issue. So we have a special 50th anniversary legacy issue. It'll come out early in the winter, probably February. And Rachel, you know, she's more than a dreamer. She gets things done. But this time she's dreaming in color, 52 pages of color. And we're hoping to get a print run of 1,000, so that's double our usual print run. Color front to back, filled with stories from the magazine's pages in the past, decade by decade. And the way Rachel described it to me says there'll be intrigue, celebration, wrath, comfort. It's a community story, emotions of all colors, stories, letters, photos. So we're really hoping that this 50th edition will be seen a little bit like the way I used to look at the special National Geographic issues, something you want to keep and keep pouring over. But what we really need, because printing costs have just skyrocketed, so what we really need are donations of any amount. But if people were able to donate $50 for our 50th, or even more, that would make a big difference.
Okay. Now, if they want to donate, how can they get in touch with the Township Sun?
Well, there are two ways. They can go to our website, and there's a donate button, and that will take you to the Township Cultural Foundation of the Townshipers Association, where you can get a tax receipt, or if you just want to gift $50, you can contact us, and we'll tell you where to send a check or to make a transfer. And that's what we're hoping to do, is set up a wall of $50 donors. It might not be called a wall, perhaps something a little bit jazzier, like a scroll, but we would appreciate whether it's 50 or 10, any contribution that folks can make to help us get this edition out would be so appreciated.
Okay, interesting. And I guess you're also looking for businesses that would have an ad in?
Yes, so we are right now, and the deadline I think is at the end of December for any ads for this publication. Right now we're hoping we'll get at least 5 businesses that are going to have access to a full page, a color page in the issue for $1,000. So we're approaching different businesses to give them that special priority. And any other businesses, again, you can go to the Township Sun website and it says advertise, and you can click on that and you'll be put in touch with Jennifer Brown, our great advertising coordinator. And she will take you through the steps to get an ad in the paper, in the magazine over the next, if it's not for this issue, we hope to be full of ads, but over the course of the year, we're always looking for advertisers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certainly excited about it. Looking forward to February. Gives me something to look forward to in the month of February besides Valentine's Day. Now, I see that you're launching a second Township's Young Voices project. What's in store for creative young folk who live in the Eastern Townships this year, Marie?
So last year, we did this for the first time, and I think all of us who were involved, we were so amazed at how well it turned out. At the end of March last year, we had an event in Lennoxville where 100 people from across the community came to honor the award winners. We had about 50 submissions. And this year, it took a lot to do, and we weren't sure we could do it again. But this year, it was so popular, we're going to do it again. And so what it means is that youth, 12 to 29, mostly in high schools, but we did have Champlain and Bishop Students enter last year, can send in their poetry, their art, their photographs, their fiction and their nonfiction writing, and it will be anonymized, and a jury will pick 15 winners who will be eligible. The winners will be eligible for publishing, but they'll get cash prizes, and we're hoping to double the cash prizes at least. Last year, the top prize was a $100 prize for each of the top winners, but we're hoping to at least double that this year. So we're doing some fundraising for that as well. And we have our newest board member, Anna Martinez. Can I tell you a little bit about her?
Sure.
So Anna, last year when she was 18, she contacted us after the Township Young Voices project was over because she saw the poster late in the day and she realized she'd missed out. And she said, I want to learn more about my community here in Canada, because she's from Brazil originally, and I want to learn about the editing and the research process. So we were very impressed. And so then she offered to volunteer over the summer when she was back home in Brazil, and she did the feedback report on the Township Sun Voices event. So she's really well positioned to understand the event and to make it even more successful. And under her stewardship, and she's brought in another person with her in her own school to help out, who is Arabella McFish, Macaulay Fishman, who is going to be coordinating with local high schools, hopefully setting up what I'm calling some Township Young Voices team, so we can have inter-school competitions where the best of the best gets submitted to the Township Young Voices Awards. And the deadline for the submissions is leap year, February 29th. We'll be launching, an official launch will happen sometime in December. And if you go to the website now, you'll see Township Young Voices button, and you can click on that and you can get more information on how to apply. We're going to have the forms up and everything in the month of December.
That's really awesome. You people are really busy these days.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I don't know how we do it. And I have to say the volunteers, and they are legion, whether it's someone like Dave Wright, who's been doing this for decades and essentially, I gather, saved the Township Sun many years ago, or Janet Angrave, who I think might have been there even longer, or all the board members who I won't name, who everyone pulls more than their weight. I think that's the best way to put it.
Okay. The Township Sun, it's been around for 50 years. Still can't believe it because I do remember when it first came out. And how does it keep going? What are some of your challenges, Marie?
Well, people are the Township Sun. I mean, without the small and mighty group of volunteers, we just couldn't do it. So when Rachel Garber took over, when our last wonderful editor, Barbara Heath, died, there was a whole new energy that she brought and a focus. And I think that has made a huge difference to how we are seeing the Township Sun evolve. We have a website. We have used all sorts of different platforms, including YouTube and QR codes to reach people. We're on Instagram. We've always been on Facebook, well, since Facebook has existed. And so it's the people and the connections. But we can always use more. We can use more people who have a range of skills, whether it's to fundraise, which is always a hard thing to do. But if you like fundraising, we'd love to hear from you. If you like writing communications materials and have any communications experience, especially social media, we'd love to hear from you. If you like setting up events, taking down events, we have lots of events coming up. And advertising, again, if you want to help us find, and there's a commission associated with the advertisers, so if someone wants to earn money and they want to help Jen Brown find us more advertising, that would be great. Or just getting the word out.
Okay. Now you have a paper copy. You also have somebody can get it in a digital copy too. Is that correct, Marie?
That's right. So the Township Sun can be delivered to your mailbox, and it's delivered to mailboxes, as it turns out, around the world, which is really quite wonderful. But you can also get a digital copy, which is a little bit less expensive, and that arrives, again, in your email box. And if you have missed out on the Township Sun over the past few years, we also have now archived all of the old Township Sun going back to 1974, are archived at the Banque Archives Nationales du Québec. So you just go to bankqc.ca. I hope I have that right. It's the bank, B-A-N-Q, and you type in Township Sun in the search engine, and it will bring up all the issues. You could even type in Township Sun and your town and find a story that was written about your town over the past 50 years.
That's amazing. I had no idea you had put that much into
it. Oh, you must try it. I've had so much fun. I actually found the most interesting quote of two students who were in the Cowansville area who were asked what it was like when in 1988, their school boards, the French school board and the English school board, were about to merge. And they just had the most wonderful things to say about what it felt like to be students in a bilingual school environment.
Okay, that's awesome. What else would you like to add before we go, Marie?
Well, please come to Book Fest in Lanesville on December 10th. And please consider giving subscriptions for Christmas. Please consider donating or asking businesses you know to donate or to advertise. And just keep reading and pat us on the back if you see us, because we need encouragement. Thank you.
It's always nice to have encouragement. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks very much, Marie, and all the best. And please keep us posted. I like to do some more interviews as things come up.
That's great. Well, I'm sure Angela Luck and I'm sure Anna Martinez and others would be more than happy as the events that they're involved in get closer to be able to share more with what's going on with you. So thank you so much for your time today, Maureen.
You knew that I was lonely the moment that you told me that you'd always be there, be there.
You don't even know me, still every day you show me the way to make a difference. When I thought that no one in this world would care, my soul was bleeding, you just showed up like you knew exactly what I needed. I see you in your halo. Good people make good people. I see you in your halo.
but don't let them divide us, 'cause we got love inside us.
You don't know you're selfless until someone is helpless. I see your sacrifices priceless. Heroes come in different shapes and sizes, yeah, they're all around us. You just seem to know exactly what I'm feeling. I see you in your halo. Good people make good people. I see you, your halo. Good people make good people. You're my guardian angel. Now the world is safer. You make me feel and the healed me.
FM. I'm your host, Maureen, and this is the Townships at 12. And we heard a song from the band called Indian City, Good People. Just wanted to remind everybody about Bingo. Bingo is every Tuesday night here on the Cube, and you can pick up your bingo tickets at several different places in the townships. We have places all over, from Cookshire, East Angus, Barrie, Lots and Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. So they're only $6. You have to be 18 years and over, by the way, to purchase a ticket. And that's every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here. Now, if we have several groups in the townships who get together and play bingo. So if you have an interesting group, please give me an email. Also, if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have some events coming up, or just want to talk about the organization, I'd love to interview you. And all interviews are taped, by the way. So if you make a mistake, that's not a big deal. Just give me an email. I have two, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. So next up, we're back to the Christmas songs here, and we're going to hear from Walk Off the Earth. That's the name of the band, and the song is called Wonderful Christmas Time.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. The only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
The choir of children sing their song.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ooh, ooh.
if the glass, oh, don't look down. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all year long. Ding dong, 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 ding dong. The party's on, the spirit's up.
Having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas
time. And I want to thank Marie Molyneux from the Township Sun and also David Teasdale, station manager, for their interviews today. I've had a great time. The show will be repeated tomorrow, so a new show every Tuesday and Thursday and repeats every Wednesday and Friday. So I'm Maureen. This is the Townships at 12. And if you know of somebody in a nonprofit organization, you have some events coming up, you'd like to get the word out, please send me an email. We'd love to do an interview with them. cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. So we're going to close out the show today. And this will be a song from the Beatles' recently remastered album, 1966 to 1967 to 1970, 2023 edition. And we're going to hear the song called Here Comes the Sun. Have a wonderful day.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.